Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to episode 240.
I'm glad you started that as I was putting me snot rag back in me.
What isn't going to make sense for this episode 240 is that Owen is on the intro and Ed is in the whole rest after that.
Yeah.
It's going to be very confusing.
What's that all about?
Producer substitution.
It's weird. It must be weird for you because you don't know what we talked about.
I have no idea.
Oh, you're going to love it.
No, can't we?
There's plenty of positive stuff about you, Seth.
Really?
Oh yeah, sing your praises.
Well, good. Hope that makes the cut. No scooter today, Joe.
It's too stormy.
It's
too stormy.
Yeah.
So we got a taxi in.
That didn't go well for you.
From Coolock to town, an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, Finglas to town was an hour.
And yeah.
Which is usually like 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
And you were directing the taxi.
I had to direct the taxi driver where to go. He was from Drogheda. This is funny. He's from Drogheda and he's never been in Dublin City ever. He didn't even know where he was in Finglas, like. And his maps was going all over the place, so that couldn't direct him anywhere. And I had to show him the whole way, like. And he made so many wrong turns and mistakes. And we got to O'Connell Street. And he rolled down the window. And he went, oh, I never seen that in person. And I was like, what? And he goes, the stick.
The stick.
The spoiler, like. Literally the spoiler. A taxi driver in Dublin that has never seen the spoiler before. Or from Drogheda. He was just cruising around Dublin.
I swear to God, that's like a Buddy's 90s movie. Like,
showing a taxi driver where to go.
Like, the two of you is just being best friends for the day, going on an adventure.
Yeah.
And he's just never been in Dublin
if
before.
If I didn't have the podcast, I'd have definitely got a montage out of it.
It's worth a montage. That's like a Disney, a 90s Disney Buddy.
Trading Places.
Why Trading Places?
Don't know. Forced kind of
90s reference.
Of. Yeah. It's 80s even, isn't it?
Yeah.
Late 80s.
Mm.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
I kind of feel bad that you didn't stay in the taxi and just bring him around Dublin.
I said to him, I said, you should take the weekend off and go see Dublin. They're very close to it, like.
I think he was dropping hints that he wanted a buddy to do it with.
Mm. I'd have showed him. No bother.
Yeah, it doesn't quite seem plausible. He's never seen the spire. That feels like he was dropping you a big, strong hint there.
Mm. Every kind of street we turned onto, he was like, I never seen this one before. No joke, like. It's like, I never seen this one before.
This man's a taxi driver.
Taxi driver. Full licensed taxi driver.
And he's never seen O'Connell Street before.
No. Only in films.
Isn't, like, don't you have to do an exam to get a fucking taxi license, son? Isn't the exam...
No, not here.
No?
No, I don't think so.
You don't have to take an exam to become a taxi driver.
In London,
you
do.
That's mad, though, isn't it?
You don't have to take an exam to become a taxi driver.
I don't think so. Let me look that
you
up
for you. You have to do a bleep test.
That's insane. My dad wanted to be a taxi driver. I wanted to be a taxi driver.
Runs in my family.
It runs in your family.
They have what? The taxi driver genes. Like, my uncles and my granddad were taxi drivers.
Yeah.
And yeah. I know, I don't even drive. What were you saying?
You don't need to.
You wanted to be a taxi driver.
I wanted to be a taxi driver, yeah. When I walked in the TV station. Because 5 days off, I was thinking, I could be a taxi driver on my days off. And then I'd make a fortune.
Just driving.
It's only driving.
They give out about it, but it's only driving.
No, Joe, you do. Yeah, you have to pass an exam. Small public service vehicle exam.
And you have to kind of, like, know your way around Dublin City. Maybe it's different from county to county, but you have to know your way around the city without a map.
Yeah.
So they kind of say, if I pick you up on O'Connell Street and you want to go to Westmoreland Street, how can I get you there? And then you say, you go backwards. Onto the M50, and then you go right away around the city, because it's fucking ridiculous, the roads in Dublin.
At one point, the taxi driver's maps just start glitching, and the voice was like just like robotic, and it was like repeating itself, and the two of us just start pissing ourselves laughing. I was just like, this is just like mad.
This is not real. This is like the craziest. I think that you should have went on a gallivanting trip with him.
I still have his details on the app.
You just have to ring him later. Text him.
Wait, ring him after, yeah.
Text this taxi driver.
He said he doesn't have time to do anything because he has like 5 kids.
Oh.
I'm like, well, You're lost, mate.
Well, today was an adventure for him. I'm happy for him. And does he know that you're famous?
No, he doesn't know that I'm famous, nor do I.
So he'll never know. He'll never know that he had
Dublin's best celebrity in the taxi.
It's kind of sweet, though.
Has there been a new Dublin best celebrity since you?
One and only category that ever exists. And
right, yeah.
Started there and ended there that night. So I'm the only one that'll ever hold that crown. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
No one else can have that.
That's good, isn't it?
That's I'll great. I'll say it again. It's the only trophy I have. That and the award I mentioned like lots of times on this podcast. The Mary McAleese Award for Creative Writing and Torture.
Oh, yeah.
I have that as well.
What was your story about again?
Winning the lotto. And then waking up and it was all a dream. I found the winning ticket while out of the dream. You know, the usual cliche, shy, out of a 14-year-old.
It's nice though, isn't it?
Be nice, wouldn't it? Would be nice. But Mary McAleese gave me that. She did, when she was president.
You talked about the live show with Ed, yeah?
We talked about the live show with Ed.
Right. That's coming up with Ed.
I won't go on about too long. I'm having a great time preparing. Yeah.
Have you been sarcastic?
No.
I thought that was a bit of a problem. That.
No, it's just, don't know what you were talking about. So I won't go over the same stuff. But there is one thing I want to mention. Mr. Boiled Eggs and Turkey Rashers. AI Gordon Ramsay. What's happened to you? Last 2 days, yesterday. Couldn't even move, you ate so many noodles. Where's that? When did AI suggest a big bowl of ramen?
I'm falling off the wagon. It's hard, you know. I was good today. I went and I got a poxy disgusting salad.
Bowl of sick. Horrible.
Slop. Slop.
Yeah,
and it was €9. €9 off the bleeding.
For a bag of fucking
Was there a bag of prawns again?
Should have just got a bag of prawns.
It would have been nicer than that slop that I got anyway. And then I got a drink. €12. Bleeding rip off. See this country, man. I swear to God.
I had a rap.
Did you ask... during your time with Ed, did you ask people to get in touch to do the quiz? We're doing a quiz on the stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's going to be prizes and good prizes.
Yeah.
Is that just like...
Actually, just a couple hours ago, I got confirmation of one of the prizes. Ridiculously good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Is it like an item from the shop?
Much better.
The last time we gave away tickets...
We'll be giving away two good things.
We'll bleep it now. We'll bleep it, but...
That's a big shop.
That'd do someone for a week.
That's a week. Nice prize.
For Jer Jordan, maybe.
So, yeah. There's serious prizes on offer. So email us if you want to be on stage. Stall it Mastermind.
That prize is pretty good. Like if you got that, like...
Yeah. It's a stall it quiz, too.
You'd be doing somersaults. I'd be splitting that prize up and giving it to, like, 6 people. And you'd still be happy.
Yeah, it's a good prize. So, and there's a second prize. If you're on the stage, you're winning a prize. Right?
If you have the balls to get on the stage,
yeah,
you are going to be guaranteed a prize.
Two people are getting picked, and they're both getting a prize. But one prize is better than the other.
But the other prize is nothing to be sniffed at.
No, it's not. It's a nice prize, too. And, yeah, the quiz questions will all be about Stalin. So, don't worry. You're not going to get hit with some trick questions, some curveballs.
So, just ask them, if they want to...
Email us and volunteer.
Email us. If you want to be a part of that and to be guaranteed a prize. Imagine being guaranteed a prize.
Anyway, February 12th, Vickers Street.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time you hear this, it'll be tomorrow. So, if you haven't got a ticket, pop down. Probably still a few left. Maybe.
There's probably none left, but I'd chance it.
It's going to be a good show.
It's nearly gone. I'd chance it now. Have a look. Quick, come on there and just have a look.
If you already have your ticket, send us an email. Come up on stage with a good prize.
We talk about it with Ed as well.
Good.
So we'll double down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be good. There's only a handful of tickets left. Get them.
Here, Owen. I think Ed might have been a bit drunk. Are you editing this? Yeah, I think he had a few drinks. Two buzz balls, look.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Again.
He's just over his warning.
You just walk out and see him in an office just looking out through the glass.
That's what all that clinking in his pockets is.
What's up with that weather?
Let me tell you.
Storm Chandra, you little bitch.
Okay, we are recording.
Who's we?
You and I, and flip it, what's his name again?
McGookin.
McGookin.
The McGookster. Hey, yeah, what's up with Jim? Good to haven't seen you in years, bro.
All right, what's going on? Where were we the other day?
Someone did that.
Someone called, said, oh.
Someone that knew your cousin or something.
We were filming a sketch in the Gibson.
For the live show, yeah.
For the live show, and somebody, the security guard, came over, and we talked about it on the podcast. My brother's nickname was Pencil.
What?
Pencil. And he was like, how's your brother doing? I haven't seen him in years. El Pencil.
But he was doing it in a way that, like, he didn't like being called Pencil, and he was very aware that he didn't like it. But he was like, how was old Pencil?
Yeah, getting the old late
dig. How was Pencil getting on?
Getting the dig in after like 15 years.
What happened to you? Remember?
Yeah.
Said to me in the shops.
Yeah.
In Blanche years ago.
Yeah. Even now, bleeding.
Joe, and then he gave Joe's nickname, and I was like, don't think he likes that one, mate.
Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Don't be bleeding calling me that for like in front of me kids.
And he said to you in the park.
In
St. Anne's, yeah.
I was in St. Anne's in front of my kids. Like, it's not a nice nickname, so I don't want to repeat it. But we were in St. Anne's and catching up, real like, oh, it's good to see you, man. You're working. What are you doing? Haven't seen you in years. Oh, you have kids now. That's amazing and stuff. I'm there with my two kids. And then he goes, all right, go on. I'll see you later.
Ward.
And then
such a dick move.
It's like when someone says, all right, John. And you're like, my name's not John. And they're like, no bother, John. That's so backhanded, kind of like
very passive aggressive.
Yeah,
it's so passive aggressive. It's not even passive aggressive. It's just kind of a power move, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's saying,
what's it giving?
It's giving. I haven't forgotten.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you right back to who you were.
You're mine.
I know who you were then, and I see you now.
Yeah,
he's like the podcast fella, bringing him down a peg or two.
I can still bully you. I've still got you.
Yeah, exactly. I see.
He's been eyeing you up across St. Anne's Park before he made the approach.
Yeah, I'm going to put him in his place. Yeah. Him and his fucking podcast.
It didn't work, did it?
It did. It hurt me feelings,
man. It was good content, though.
And it put me right. It sent me right back to being a child. Right back. But how are you? Never mind my crippling emotions.
You know how I am.
How?
We've been with each other every day the last few days.
I know.
Or a week even.
It's been a lot.
So you know exactly how I feel. You asked me that?
We've been preparing for the live show. This is recorded on Thursday, so it's a week out from now.
Yeah.
We're doing Vicar Street.
Is this podcast going out the day of the live show?
Yeah, it is actually.
No.
So the day before.
The day before.
Oh, Wednesday, yeah. So there's still time to get tickets in. Or they could be all gone by then. It's probably not even point looking.
I'd have a look.
Just in case, you never know. Yeah. You never know. Spin 1038 might be doing a fucking giveaway or something.
Yeah, at that stage, yeah. Just to try to get the last few out the door.
Yeah. But there's no table seats left, but you can sit in the...
There is.
There's table seats. Is there? Probably like one or something, because people go in trees and then they just get
By then, that wouldn't be. But I'd have a look just in case. You might get lucky.
If there is a single seat, like, just get the single seat. People can move around. Yeah. Musical chairs.
Nice way to meet people, isn't it?
So you go on the pictures on your own.
Yeah, you don't actually sit in the seat you're assigned, do you?
Nah.
Do you? No.
Nah.
In the pictures. Sure, if the premier seats are free and you're up the back and you didn't book the premier, you just sit in the premier then.
What?
And eat people's popcorn.
Premier seats? Premium seats?
In the Odeon or something. The premiers, like, you know, the cushy sea chicken, get that Adara.
Wouldn't know.
Don't book them because
we don't kind of rotate in your circles.
Yeah,
it's a fucking cinema. Premier seats.
Yeah, you know, these are premiers.
You're always starting on me lately.
Yeah, I'm finishing on you now.
Oh,
that was good, wasn't it? I've no idea where that came from.
It was kind of sexual.
That wasn't.
It was very.
That wasn't normal.
That was a bit wrong.
It was a bit inappropriate.
I did enjoy it.
I liked it as well.
Yeah,
I liked it as well. I liked the sets.
I'm into it.
What's the story with your t-shirt?
It's, do you know what it is?
It's the H sign that you say, that you kick for good luck.
You don't kick it.
Touch it.
Just touch it.
I boot the thing.
Do you?
Yeah.
I used to cross street. If I seen one of these H's, I used to cross the street to touch it for good luck.
There'd be loads of them.
Yeah.
Be going around touching every wall in town.
And he's still a thing. I don't really see many H's
don't
on
know.
Walls
What's it
anymore.
Even mean, like?
Holes, I think.
Holes?
I think it's a sign to say, like, there's a hose under the ground here.
You press it and the hosey tune just starts playing.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
He just shows up anywhere you touch. You touch this t-shirt and he just shows up.
He just walks in and he's like, all right, lads.
Who makes these shorts, like? It's iconic, isn't it?
But Moira got it for you, yeah?
She got it for Christmas, yeah.
Would she have got, like, Google image and then printed onto something? Or a day for sale somewhere?
I think she just... I don't know if she got it.
It's like something you get in George's Arcade, isn't it?
I did talk about it on the podcast, like... She I talk about it all the time.
In, doesn't she? And just like, he'd love that.
I know. I think she takes notes.
What would you like, really, though? Maybe she'd take notes. What are you after?
Me?
Say it now, like, and she might get it for you down the line.
No, because I like I like her to guess. And then it's more impressive when she gets it right.
True that.
And then if she doesn't get it right, then I get to be disappointed.
Right.
Because she should know.
Yeah.
Do you know?
But there's nothing you want.
No. I think I'm very hard to buy presents for. Especially on Valentine's Day.
That's why I didn't get you one. Ever.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
I was wondering why you never got me a present.
I'm always going to get you one and then I'm just like, do you know what? It's too hard to buy for. I might just leave it.
I asked him specifically for a Willy mug. Come back from Tenerife with a Willy mug and you never got me a Willy mug. And I asked you specifically for that thing.
It was just in case I got stopped in customs or something. Like 2,000 cigarettes and a Willy mug, you know?
What a legend. What a legend. That's what they would be saying.
Keep the smokes, but let me hold on to the Willy mug. It's for Joe. He's so hard to buy for.
This man has a great sense of humour. That's what they'd be saying about you.
Sophisticated man about, you know, this man reads a lot of books.
He's got good
taste.
He
needs his dick mug.
You know, he reads books.
Well, anyone who has a penis mug, I would imagine, is
reading books.
Working on a very high level of intellect.
What would you do if you went to a library? What would you do if you went to a library and just seen someone reading a book and you had a Willy mug?
Or going for a job interview.
And they were just slurping. And you just looked across. And you're like,
what if it was someone's first day on the job here in Bauer Media?
And they whip it out.
And they're like, oh, how are you keeping? How are you settling in well on your first day? Yeah. I'm just going upstairs for a cup of tea. And they pour a big mug of tea with a big Willy handle.
And they're like, what's the story there? And they're like, oh, it's a Willy mug.
What do you do with the Willy mug? Why did you bring the Willy mug, man?
It's my lucky mug.
Yeah, it makes the tea taste
better. Or
if
a doctor's, you're going for some test results, and he goes, and just takes out the big Willy mug and gives you the bad news. Maybe it might be a way to break the mood a little bit.
The Willy could be a little container for the milk. So yeah. When you need, if you want to...
And it pours out white. Nice.
Nice. Oh, God. This is lowbrow. Mm-mm-mm. This is lowbrow comedy.
So you're saying the doctor is giving you bad news and just after he says it, he takes us up with a Willy mug?
Just to kind of, I would imagine, break the tension.
Yeah.
And what a laugh you'd have.
It would be funny.
Yeah, it would work.
Like, sorry to tell you, but it's...
AIDS.
It's terminal.
AIDS? No.
And then he just slurps out his Willy mug.
Huh?
It's manageable. AIDS.
AIDS. Yeah. Oh, it is now, yeah.
Yeah, so AIDS.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be as... Then I'd be like...
It's not tragic then.
Give me a sup out of your Willy mug. Yeah. I don't care. There's tablets that you can take with this. Whatever. Next.
Start licking his... I could have to do this.
I'm not even wiping the rim.
Don't do the sound effects.
Sorry, around. Sorry. Yeah.
That's where we draw the line. Jeez, yeah. Come on, Ed.
Oh, that's where you draw the line. Sorry, yeah.
Did you do anything for St. Bridget's weekend? For the banker?
So that was played in 2 weeks ago.
Wasn't it? Well, when it goes out, will be.
Did I? No. I just cried myself asleep thinking of the live show.
Oh, that's sad.
What, Ed?
Take your hand off the mic stand.
Oh, that's why it's there.
Look, it's just giving it loads of...
What's it giving?
This. You can't hear that, can you?
No.
I can.
Soz.
It's okay.
Where did you
try to do
the
it
kids?
Subtly.
You brought the kids somewhere, did you?
You'll get a good laugh out of this. It was Sunday. You know, you have the kids for 3 days. You really need to fill it up. It's a bank holiday weekend. You have to do shit with them. For your own sanity. Because if you stay in the house all day, like
hanging out of the doors.
Yeah, I mean, they lose their patience. You lose your patience. You need to get out of the house. So we were looking up stuff to do. It's Dublin. So there's fuck all to do. Ever. And we went to... we seen... Again, on like an event break kind of page, there was a dinosaur exhibition show.
I'm already laughing. I have no idea. What a setup.
A dinosaur exhibition show. And Moira said, like, this is this thing on. And I was like, oh, Moira, like.
There's one in the garden.
It's not, I know what this is going to be. And then she's like, well, then what do you want to do? And I'm like, right, you know what? We'll do it because I'm not going to be able to find anything either. It's going to be a bleeding disaster of a day anyway. So, what happened was we went to it. I says, where was it? She said, it's in the Maldron Hotel in Talla. So that was the first red flag. I'm like, how is that?
How would he fit in the dinosaur exhibition into a boardroom?
What are you doing? A dinosaur exhibition show.
In a function room or something.
You know, they said it's in one of the function rooms. I'm like, oh, holy fucking Jesus. So we went. And they just had loads of, they had loads of, that was expensive as well. The price of that was, for four of us, I think it was like 60 quid or something.
Get the f-
yeah, yeah, yeah. And then everyone was going around with, you know, these swords that you'd get at a fucking...
The balloon sword, like?
No, like that light up.
Oh, yeah.
They light up and it has a dinosaur head and you probably get it off AliExpress for 20 cents or something. They were charging 20 euro.
You had to get one for them, did you?
I didn't, me bollocks, get one for them.
You're not crying.
Yeah.
And I want one of them.
Yeah, fuck them. So you're not bleeding, get one.
I'd probably give in.
It gets worse. So we got there. It was a bit of a disaster. The seats, it was very narrow, so the seats were miles away from the front. But they were saying, doesn't matter, don't worry about it. Wherever, every seat is a good seat because the dinosaurs are going to be moving around. You get to see the dinosaurs.
Oh, move, I thought move. You walk in, there's like just like dinosaurs like propped up.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect.
So it was a show like of dinosaurs coming out.
Yeah.
In a seated area in a hall.
Yeah.
Ish. That's like a function room.
That's where it was supposed to be.
Okay.
So we went there in the function room. And there was no two seats together. So we were separated, first of all, which was kind of annoying. And we were sitting way in the back because we were late getting there. And then we said, we get the kids snacks. They were charging like €3 for a small bag of Manhattan popcorn and €5 for the squashed down coffee, like out of the there's a lot of me bleeding bollocks. I was fuming already, I was snapping. And then your man comes out.
like a
ranger, dressed like a ranger.
Something out of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, sort of. And he was going around saying, okay, we're going to get the show started and we're going to be giving out prizes to the best dancer. So all the kids had to get up and dance. But before that, he had said, everyone has to stay in their seats for the safety of the dinosaurs. But then sure, the kids were going mental and they were dancing all over the place. But their kids were like staying still. And because they were staying still, because they were told to be staying still, they didn't win a prize. And they gave out about 30 prizes. And they were like two of the kids that didn't get anything. And then the first dinosaur came out after that little charade. Oh my God, man. It was a man. Obviously, it's not a real dinosaur. We know this. But it was a man dressed in the shittest costume that you've ever seen. I had duct tape all over it. It was ripped. You could see his runners. It was like, what the fuck is
was he?
This?
Was he coming out vaping?
He wasn't short of it.
Just...
Because he came from the back, right? And we were sat at the back. So he came from the back and he doesn't fit in the door. So like they were pulling his head down to get in the door and he's like tripping up over kids and the kids are running over and pulling out of him and you can see his face through his mouth and everything. But there was another part then.
Sorry, is the ranger then, this is the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, here he is.
Here he, like, is there like a ringmaster, or you know,
is he trying to like contain the dinosaur, act it out like, and be like,
what's
don't
happening
get too close kids?
Yeah, but it was not like it was the bare minimum. They didn't make us, I thought they would, maybe they make a story out of it. So he came out and he was like a velociraptor, which was terrible. He came out and then, oh, you go away, you, and then he then he went away.
One shit, yeah,
yeah, out of here, scary dinosaur and be scaring the kids. Ah, and then he fucked off. And then another man came out and I thought something went wrong because he came out and he had like a dinosaur teddy wrapped around his shoulders and I thought maybe that's like a dinosaur suit but it's like deflated or, and it's not working or something like that. But that was it. It was just a man holding a toy teddy kind of dinosaur that had like a puppet mouth on it. And I was like, oh, everyone stop, he's sleeping. Okay, on the count of three, go, ah, and it'll wake him up. And everyone went, ah, and he's called, ah. And then he ran off, traumatised.
Well, do you not sleep?
Sleep? Not enough time.
He won't sleep now.
Traumatised. Oh. Awful.
The dinosaur's under the bed.
Well, I don't think I did anything on Monday. So fuck that, I'm not leaving the house.
I wouldn't bother anymore, would you know that?
Getting ripped off again.
These events don't come up for me. Well, you'd have to look, wouldn't you? With the kids and that.
They're always a bit disappointing, I think. There's nothing wrong with staying in. With your kids.
There's nothing wrong with sticking a film on.
Yeah.
Drive you.
Getting popcorn.
I'd be a fan of that now. It's a pressure parents put on themselves out of, I think, preemptive guilt. oh, if we don't do this, we don't, oh, they're going to, whatever, everybody's 19 is going to look back and say, you had a shit Saturday on that fort. Like, the kids are fine, sitting on their holes, doing nothing.
I deal with my own sanity. Like, Beckett, the youngest one, he wouldn't have the patience now to sit down for a
film,
for a whole film. Ollie would, and always did. Like, he'd be all about that now, but Beckett wouldn't be able to sit down for that.
Get him a treadmill. Get him a treadmill.
Yeah.
A little kid's treadmill, that, or else one that goes around in circles, and he can run around while the rest of you is, come on now.
Did you ever bring the two of them to the pictures? Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would he just grow up and just like not be having that?
No, if you were in the pictures, it's kind of controlled and it's a big screen, so it's a little bit more exciting. But if he's in the house and so, and it gets to a boring, sad part of a film, like if you're watching The Lion King,
he'd just stand up.
He'd be just, all right, I'm going over to my toys now. Play with that. It's much better than watching Simba.
I'm sort of like that as well.
Meeting Nala.
I'd be like that now as well on a Saturday night.
Would you?
Watching a film with Amy, and then if I'm not feeling it, I'll just go up and play with my toys.
Yeah. Just pulling the drawer open, the toy drawer. Darling.
Wrestling toys. It's going to be a... Here's Triple H. Oh no, by God, Jesus Christ in hell. He's on the top rope.
She's watching The Notebook. Watch
Bridget and us.
She's watching The Notebook.
Jesus Christ in hell, my God, he's dead.
He's dead, God damn it. Off the top rope.
Darren, stop playing with your toys. She doesn't talk like that. She's more like, Darren, stop fucking playing with your poxy toys.
Amy sounds like a carer.
Yeah. Darren, stop playing with your toys.
Darren, come back to the sofa, please.
I'm like, no! I'm gonna play wrestling. No!
Oh my God.
And all the wrestlers have little belts and all.
Well, I had
the ring and everything. The Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. No, I'm playing the Elimination Chamber. He wanted to watch this.
What's that comedian? Is a great bit where he goes, he's 11 and he's been stealing cigarettes from his dad. And he goes out and has a cigarette. But then he goes back to playing with his wrestling figures. So at the same time, he's at that period, he's like, he's still 11. Oh, Triple H. Blah, blah, blah. And he goes out and has a cigarette. And then goes back in, so goes back to the ring. Oh, it's fucking great.
Just went to Homestar in the morning. Woody's and Harvey Norman.
I'd have been better off.
That's my weekend.
That is my
in
weekend.
A nutshell.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Which did you go to first?
Usually Home Store and more.
Start with the Home Store.
Amy has this new thing where she just keeps buying lunch boxes.
Oh.
She keeps buying lunch boxes. Different types of lunch boxes. Glass ones.
Okay.
Plastic. All of them. Colourful ones.
Mm.
She keeps buying them.
Just creates clutter.
There's so many lunch boxes. She just keeps getting them every time we go to Airside.
You lose the lids.
Home Store and more.
Home Store and more, and then Woody's.
And now another thing she was at that buying. Sorry, I know we were probably going somewhere.
No, I love this. I'm intrigued.
Quick shift. But an egg cutter, a boiled egg cutter.
Yeah.
What?
Is it like a,
it's like one of the, like a mini, like the most fucking laziest thing. Like, you could just get a knife and cut your egg.
Oh, no, it's not.
But it's an egg cutter that has like the...
Oh, it cuts the boiled egg, not
put
the shell.
The egg into it. No, it cuts the boiled egg.
Is it like banjo strings?
Sections it off like... Is, yeah, it's like a banjo strings, yeah.
Like, wait, cut you, like... They really work.
Do they work?
That's so stupid.
Have you ever tried to cut perfect boiled egg slices? It's a mess.
It's still gonna be a mess in your mouth.
Just eat the fucking egg. That tiny. It's
nice to have
a big Maltese.
Evenly sliced boiled egg.
It's like a big Maltese
on your on your sandwich when you're putting the ham down, and then you gently lay your perfectly sliced boiled egg on top with a bit of salad cream.
Jesus Christ, that's like a 1970s.
Yeah, it is.
Meal.
Yeah.
Do you have an egg cutter in the gaff?
I do.
You do not.
I certainly do.
So you boil an egg, you de-shell it, and you bring it to your little dainty egg cutter.
It's,
and all
very
the egg
satisfying.
Gets stuck in it and all.
It's
just, I just imagine it would squash the whole thing.
No, it's almost like a Looney Tunes. It just, you drag it down.
And then it like balls to the side.
And they fall perfectly in perfect slices.
And you take it off, but you could just literally cut it with a knife.
No.
That way if you wanted to.
Not
do
as
it.
Well.
Yeah.
Not as well, but still, like, it's just.
How do you clean it?
Oh, you buy a new one every time.
Oh, do you?
No.
Because you wouldn't use your fingers.
You just wash it.
You just wash it with
the dishwasher. Or
like, with a toilet brush.
I use a toothbrush myself.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Or just lick it with your tongue. Yeah.
Would you not just mash it up and stick it on your sandwich?
Look, it's nice to have the option. Jesus
Most of all,
Christ.
It shouldn't even be on a sandwich. An egg on a sandwich.
Yeah, what? Disgusting.
What are you
Horrible.
Talking
about? Grow up.
They don't belong on sandwiches.
They absolutely do.
No, they don't.
Anyway, look. You're riling me now.
Maybe on a bit of toast or something, but not on a fucking sandwich with like ham and all that.
Yeah.
Around the buzz head. Around the buzz balls.
Salad cream? What do we feel about salad cream?
Nice, yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Salad cream is...
It's like mayonnaise.
Cream,
it's spicy
sauce
mayonnaise.
Cream for salad.
Yeah.
Is it mayonnaise?
No.
What's it? What is it?
Bean juice.
It's more like, it's more egg. It's egg sauce on
egg. It's not
egg
sauce.
There's kind of a more vinegary, sweet kind of tang to it. It's like if mayonnaise is you, it's your kind of continental cousin who's got a bit of spice about them.
Do you know what we don't have in this country? And it's lovely. And it's one of the good things about America. Ranch dressing.
They have it in Wingstop.
Do they?
That's what Wingstop is famous for.
I'm not
going
to go to ranch fucking
ranch.
Wingstop.
I got it the other week.
Forte. Oh, lovely. Oh.
Better than me sniffing. Is he unflit in the corner?
Is he unflit in the corner for no apparent reason? You are right, unflit.
He just stays there. He's been here for years.
He's done work experience.
He's been legally adopted by Bauer, I think.
So every time we have Ant that asks, we just say, is that correct, Jonfla? And he just laughs. His mess is going with it.
What year were you born in?
2009.
How many years have you got on him?
Oh, well,
20.
16.
16.
No, well, if he's 16, and I'm 26. Of 20 years.
Yeah, 26, eh?
36. I'm 36. 20 years.
20 years. You're 20 years older than him.
When I was your age, you weren't even nearly born. You were, Jesus. That's insane.
2000, what?
9. Nearly 2010.
Man United beat Chelsea in the Champions League final in 2008. He wasn't even born.
Oh, he wasn't even here for that.
What else happened? What happened in 2009, Ed? Get your phone up, see what happened in 2009. I always think it's mad. For me, 9/11 is the line in the sand for me. People don't remember 9/11, well then,
For us, that's like one of them things that it's just like, you remember it because you've seen so much about it after it. Or do you remember it in that moment?
Barack Obama was inaugurated.
I remember it in that moment.
Yeah.
Barack Obama was inaugurated
first,
in 2009.
African-American US president.
Spider-Man 1 with Tobey Maguire came out in like 2004.
Swine flu. These are the things you missed out on, Jess.
Look at you.
Michael Jackson died.
Oh,
2009.
Like, I was in...
Really? I thought he only died a few...
I was in the casino gambling when I found out that... Playing poker. When I found out... Michael Jackson died. And Jesse wasn't even born. That's wild.
This one's for you. Bitcoin was launched.
In 2009?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe you have 20 years on him, man.
You have nearly the same.
Don't know. I'm a lot younger than you.
You 14 years on him. How old are you?
30.
Me bollocks.
I'm 34.
You're not one of these
30,
people.
33.
Are you ashamed of your age?
No.
Are you embarrassed by your age?
No, because I don't look my age. I look younger. Don't
Jesse, who looks younger? Darren looks younger.
By a good bit.
By about 3 years.
How old would you... When you look at me, do you think he's a man?
He's an elfler.
Nah. Probably think
26. Would you, yeah?
And you'd say 33 by me. Or
probably say
40. Like 20's 30, yeah? Happy days. Everyone says that anyway.
It's because he's wearing a fucking child's tracksuit.
A Peppa Pig school bag as well. What the hell?
Fuck you, Ed, man. Sick of this shit. No, I'm happy the way I dress. More comfort over that, isn't it? Am I right?
Yeah.
You're alright, only 16. Where would you want? Monterey crew.
Oh, man. To be 16 again. Do you remember when you were 16?
I don't know. Can't specifically.
You got there.
Remember being 16.
Can you not?
I remember 14, 15, 16, 17 or whatever. I just don't know if it was when I was 16 when certain things happened. Do you know that way?
Yeah. I remember being 16.
Would you go back to it?
No.
No.
No, no. I hate it.
Funnier.
I hate it.
What?
What's funnier?
Ed's an elfler. Ed's a real elfler.
Are you, Ed?
I'm proper old, yeah.
Are you?
Hmm?
Are you comfortable with telling us your age on the podcast?
Very comfortable, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm 50 this year.
Are you?
Mm. 50.
Shit. That's half a century.
Half a century, baby.
Fucking hell.
I've seen things.
Do you ever think about your mortality?
On the hourly.
Do you?
Hmm.
Many
Does
years
it cause you anxiety?
Actually, I'm so old I can't even do the math on that. I've genes around the same age as that young fella in the corner. that I still wear.
That Yumpla in the corner.
Yeah. That Yumpla in the corner.
It's no wonder you're eating egg salad sandwiches.
I remember playing my egg slicing banjo badly in the of an evening.
Ding, 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 ding. What'd you do for your 18th?
I can't remember. I didn't do that. I think I just went out, like, had a 24th though. When I look back at my 24th, it's kind of weird because you feel like you're older, but like, there was a banner at me 24th and I had Man United crests on it.
Wow. That's so childish.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
At me 24th.
You're a grown man when you're 21.
I know. There was two so Man United crests. Happy 24th, Darren. And either side was Man United crests. And me cake, right? The cake had a picture of Nage out of Love Hate on it with a speech bubble saying, happy birthday, Darren. I was like, I'm such a child. And then for me 30th, I had a caterpillar cake.
Did
Colin,
you?
Colin,
why was that your 30th? Was there a caterpillar cake there? Yeah. You had a banner and everything for your 30th.
There was a Darth Vader balloon at me 30th.
That is...
And there was me as a stormtrooper on top of the cake.
You're regressing.
Yeah, listen to me. You're 18th. It's not like I'm asking for you're I'm 18th. Saying I want the Man United banner for me 24th.
But your 18th was more grown up than your 30th.
Yeah,
it was.
Man United's probably more grown up than Star Wars, yeah.
But I've worked some parties back in the day and the outlets would be like happy 70th and the cake would be a Man United cake and all. Little babies.
Kids, man. Kids.
Yeah, that 70-year-old man's a big baby. It says 70, does it? Little Man United cake. Little Celtic cake. Baby.
The age of him.
Baby.
The age of him going around the bleeding Celtic cake.
And a birthday banner. Or a little badge with Celtic on it. Henrik Larsson celebrating the baby. Do you want a blackcurrant? Oh. Give us a Beamish there. Grew up out at you. Little Celtic cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that your granddad, is it? Send him back to Parkhead there.
So fucking childish having a cake, man.
Even a cake is childish at a party, isn't it?
Oh.
Unless you're on that 10. Do you have cakes, Yumpla? When's the last time you got a cake for your birthday?
16th, man. Your sweet 16th. What did you do for your sweet 16th?
Got a limo.
You got went out to Funky Monkeys.
Got a party bus, I did. That's it.
Went out for food.
That's what you want. You don't drink. You're too young. You can't drink. Take that out.
Where'd you go for food? McDonald's. The McDonald's. The Burger King out in Apple Green with the play centre.
Oh,
fuck off. Fuck off. You went for steak for your bleeding 16th birthday.
He's a man now, you see. He's a man now. Get the shit.
Your brother has a podcast. He'll be on the cheese boards next.
Hell yeah. We all get a fucking kebab. I went to McDonald's for me confirmation. And then myself and my brother went into a shop on O'Connell Street. I'll say no more.
Back in the day?
Back in the day. So my brother went in there and he bought a penknife.
It's not a bother, give it to him and all.
And I don't know if this can stay in, so stop me if
once
you can't.
Once he didn't bleed and stab someone.
He went up and he paid for it and he said, do you want a bag with that? And he goes, no, I don't want a bag, it's all right. And so he took the penknife and he left the shop. I was with him. And the security guard came and chased him out of the shop and grabbed him and brought him back in and brought me and him back in and called the guards on him because he was saying that he robbed the penknife. And he's like, no, he didn't. He goes, well, where's the receipt? He goes, your man asked me if I wanted a bag and everything. Like, I just said no. Like, he was like, I'll go out with that, tell it to the guards when they come. And then the guards did come and then they looked back at the CCTV footage and they could see that he clearly paid for it. And then they let him go. And then we went home and told me ma. Uh-oh. And then me ma went up and like, we could have sued them. And we probably should have sued them because you can't do that. So she went in and she kind of ran amok and they said, well, very, very sorry. Please don't take this any further. We'll give you a €200 credit, a £200 credit. It was years ago. £200 credit off anything in the store. And we went, yeah, great. We'll have that, the game that you plug into your telly that has the 1,000 games on it.
Just that?
We probably could have got thousands could have took them to the cleaners.
Jesus.
Instead, we got a 1,001 game. Did I say that on the podcast last week? You's are sitting here right now. I've been playing chess on my phone. And I'm just thinking of chess moves. Like. I'm looking at you and I'm thinking a horse move could hit the camera. Like,
I
I'm
was
like,
saying that last
step,
week.
Step,
yeah,
step,
yeah.
Side.
I don't know if you said that to us off the podcast.
I probably did.
Me, you and Owen, I think.
It's literally ruining me conversations. It's
because you're seeing the world as a chessboard now.
Oh, I swear to God.
It's not for money.
It's not for money. It's just a game of chess.
Pointless. No, I never played board games, ever.
I used to go to the library and just play board games.
Really?
Yeah.
Snakes and Ladders and that in school or whatever. But I don't think I've ever had a board game in me gaff as a kid.
What about card games? Did you like playing Rummy?
Had a magic set.
Paul Daniels magic set?
Yeah.
Was it Paul Daniels magic set?
And I had like a fake plastic kind of magician's hat and a little teddy rabbit in it.
I would
I'd
love.
I'd be sitting there going, do you want to see the rabbit this way? And I'd be like, yeah. And I'll just like put behind me back, then take it out there.
We're still working on the live show. I feel like you should do a magic set.
Oh my god!
Is that room?
Is that room?
Yeah, there was a room.
Darren, did you bring your Paul Daniels magic set? I did, yeah.
the fucking the matchstick thing where you put it in and then you pull it out and the ball's gone. You know
that one? Yeah.
The little hoops.
You get a wand and all with it.
Ah, oh.
Fuck!
I had Deal or No Deal on a DVD. It's not a board game. What, telly game?
Little trivia quiz game.
I like them. Who wants to be a millionaire ones and all? Well, thanks very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed that. I think that was a good one.
Do you?
I think that was a good episode, yeah.
Good. If you say so yourself.
They're back.
I think it's for us to judge.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
We get to judge that.
I think that was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, and if they don't, I think it was.
Oh, good, okay.
Would you not agree?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's, yeah. I've never gone to the pub and had a chat with me mates and said, I think that was a good chat. Do you know what I mean?
But we deal with that with the podcast.
Yeah.
Do what I want.
Yeah.
You do what you want. You do what you want.
I'll do what I want.
What do you want to do?
I want to have a good family day out.
Well, let's make that happen.
Yeah. Nice.
Ed will organise something for you.
Yeah, it's called movie night. You sit in your hole, you do nothing.
Movie day.
Movie day.
Movie morning, day and night.
Yeah.
Recommend a movie.
Mission Impossible 2.
One battle after another. Only saw it last week. Fucking loved it.
Yeah, would Ollie like it?
Yeah. Sean Penn is hilarious in it.
It's not for kids.
Lies for kids.
Sonic or
something? He needs to learn.
Sonic Ed or something like that, no?
Sean Penn is
with fucking Jim Carrey.
Hilarious. He'll love it. He'll love it. Trust me. Leave him alone with it, in fact.
Huh?
And come back after 2.5 hours and see how he gets on with it.
Yeah.
Just keep sliding food across the floor and all.
In under the door.
Fish fingers, the whole lot.
Is it still on?
Just heard a plate going across the floor with biscuits on it.
Daddy, I don't like it. I don't like Sean Penn.
He's scared.
I actually don't really.
Why is he so angry?
Like Sean Penn.
What are you talking about? He won an Oscar.
I want to watch Sonic.
Milk. Did you ever see Milk?
That's next.
Stick on Hannibal Holocaust. Cannibal Holocaust, I mean.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Can we all watch Saw?
Big family day. Big family day. Shut up.
Start with Saw 1. Look at your schedule, 7 in the morning.
And then we get the 3D glasses out and watch Saw 3D and it'd be like that in the sitting room with us. Huh? Or then we watch, no, as you watch, we'll all watch Hostel. Part 1 and 2.
As a little treat.
The warm up.
Imagine actually doing that, like, Jesus. I watched Chucky.
As a child.
Oh, I thought you meant with our kids.
No, Jesus.
I stuck on Chucky with me kids.
Chucky or Law.
The bride one.
Chucky the bride. The one where she's the bride.
Yeah, do you want to plug the show?
Yeah, I used to watch all the horror films when I was a kid.
Well, this will be going out on Wednesday, so the live show is Thursday. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day of its release. So if you haven't already, get some.
But if you're listening on Friday, you missed it.
Ha.
Hate that.
Are you seeing it?
Say you're sick.
You wouldn't.
And for anyone listening on Friday, you missed out on a great show. It was amazing last night.
Oh, wasn't it the best time ever?
If you're listening on a Monday, where were you last Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
It was sensational. And the more time that passes, the better it gets.
And if you're only new to the podcast and you're catching up, and we're probably on episode 400 and something.
With that young fella over there, he's only had to listen to the last episode.
Do you remember the young fella?
Walk your way backwards.
Young fella in the corner.
So I just want to say hello to you as well.
Who?
The people that are listening for the first time in 2028.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Look it up, it was in the news and everything.
Yeah, it was a big deal back in the day.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about it back in 2026.
So we covered all bases there. So it is going to be good. It was good.
Yeah. All I had a dream last night that there was a hurricane.
That's not a dream, man.
Twist. It was like a twister.
Like
that. I split my neighbour's house in two.
Stress.
On my man's road.
It's nerves.
I don't even live there anymore. It's weird in the house.
What do you think that means?
Don't fucking know.
Psychoanalyze it.
Don't know.
Don't. It's okay.
No, do.
No, no.
Overthink it.
No.
Say goodbye, will you?
It's goodbye, will you?
Bye. See ya.